Mandy.
Bow, 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 bow. Sorry, I have
You're
Tourette's.
fine. I don't even have, you do have, we both have
Hi.
musical Tourette's. The difference is I choose not to alienate people. I just leave it in my head.
Listen, I started a new choir last week. It's a community choir. And it's a woman who has moved down here from Emory. She grew up in the area, and so she's like retired down here. And she decided to start a community choir. And it met at the Episcopal Church, but there were several members of my church choir that were there. And so she and I had talked. She talked to everybody before choir started, to kind of get to know him. But this was the first rehearsal. And so I walked in and I introduced myself. And she said, "Now, remind me, are you a soprano or an alto?" And I said, "Well, I'm a soprano. I'm a second soprano. I don't really have the ear to be a second soprano, but I don't really have the top of my range to be a first soprano anymore." And Larry, who's a member of my church choir, who's probably about 75, and he's the choir director at a little country church, like that meets once a month,
Love
and he's a tenor. So, only bigger diva than a soprano is a tenor. Larry pipes up from over there. He goes, "Oh, don't let her fool you. She's a
it.
soprano."
Shut
I said, "Larry, you should shut up. I can't help it. I'm loud.
Larry.
Can't help it. I'm loud." I
Yeah.
used to be good enough to be loud and be able to sing quietly, and I can't do it anymore. So let's don't talk about
I know, right?
it. Lord.
I love it. Well, what else is going on with you, Mandy, besides a new show choir? Are y'all do y'all do like motions? Is it show choir? I'm
I
just
did
kidding.
not
I know.
say a new show choir.
I know.
No, I did not.
It would just
A
bring me
show.
joy if it was.
My serenader days are long gone. Long gone.
Yeah.
No more moves with the singing. Honestly, not a whole lot. Allergy shots.
Oh yeah, how
But
are those going?
we're fine. We're fine. The one I got on Monday knocked me on my butt a little bit. But I did. You have to take an antihistamine an hour before you go, and all I've had is Zyrtec. So I ordered some Allegra. My sister was like, "Pilots can't take Zyrtec. They're not allowed to fly after they've had Zyrtec." She's like, "So yeah, why don't you try something, Claritin or Allegra or something?" So I'm gonna switch over to Allegra. Hopefully that'll help.
Yeah.
But since I have met my deductible,
And then some.
right? I have decided I'm like gonna try to do all the things, and I had forgotten. Back when I had my colonoscopy, which was, I can't remember, I was trying to figure out Carla was still here. So probably it was at least 3 years ago. I feel like it was more like 4 years ago. I wanted to get an EGD done at that time because sometimes I have a hard time swallowing. And so, it was going to cost me $2,500. The colonoscopy was free, but the EGD was $2,500. And I was like, I don't want it that bad. Well, since then, I have choked on a piece of steak to the point that my sister had to perform the Heimlich. I've talked about this, right? And so then I choked on a chicken finger at the party foul in the Nashville airport. And so then I was at dinner last week with my dad and Chrissy, who were in town, and I sort of choked on some salad. Like it wasn't as extreme. I was able to get it down, but it did not initially go down. And so I was like, I got to get that referral to that GI. So I sent a message to my primary care provider because I have to do that because I have an HMO. And they sent me a message yesterday at like maybe 10 o'clock. And they're like, "Referral's done. Call this number to make an appointment." And so I was like, doing it. So called right then. And the woman was like, "Well, we actually have an opening at 1 today." And I was like, "I'll do it." And then I go, "Wait, where are y'all?" "Well, of course, they're in Panama City." I just assumed it was the GI that's 5 miles from my house where I had my colonoscopy. No, they're in Panama City. So I was like, you know what? I'm going anyway. Who knows how long it'll take? Otherwise, like, let's get this done. We want to get this done while we have my deductible. So let's drive to Panama City. So a dress, and it was full on, like, not Panama City Beach, Panama City. So it was a full hour to get there. And they had told me it was a new office. And so I was like, okay, so I'm not real sure what's going on here. They took me right back. I was the only patient in there. Like, you could tell, like, it was new. Like, they were just kind of getting their legs under them. So I'm in the waiting room. I'm in the room, the examination room, and this older white man with gigantic ears that
Love
were
it.
kind of low. He comes walking in just as nice as he could be, introduces himself to me, which, when have you had a doctor do that?
Never.
Right? And was just taking my history and chatting me up. And he wants to test me for an autoimmune condition that's sort of like asthma in your esophagus. It's sort of a really dumbed down way for me to describe it.
Okay.
But so
Only
as
you, Mandy. Only you.
so Birch immediately was like, there's a woman that I follow on
Oh
Instagram
my
who has an autoimmune condition, and it was
God.
found out about it because she choked. And I was like, yep, that's what they want to test me for. So it's not just
Course,
me.
Birch.
But as we chatted, first he said something about how when he practiced in Valdosta for 30 years, I was like, oh, well, of course you practiced in Valdosta for 30 years. I grew up in Moultrie. There's no wonder we get along. And
Yes.
when he said the name of the autoimmune condition, I immediately said, don't talk to me like that. So then he says, okay, well, here's how you can remember it. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. The name of this condition is E-O-E.
Oh.
So that was the first thing. And then he's like, we used to swim against Moultrie, which,
Love it.
listen, of all the sports that people bring up between Moultrie and Valdosta, it's generally only football. It's
Yeah.
never swimming. But
Never
I was
swim.
like, you probably know my sister. So that was the first thing. And then he says, he had asked me something about reflux or something. And I was like, well, no, I've never really had it, but it does run in my family. You really, my grandfather, who was a farmer in Fitzgerald, his was really impressive. At which point he just put his face in his hand. And I said, what? And the man grew up in Fitzgerald.
Stop it.
He graduated from the same high school my mom did, but like 5 years after my mom. Oh, so then we had to have an old home week with that.
Of
And
course.
then I said, we start trying to schedule my EGD. And he's like, will this work? I said, I'm going to Auburn at some point for my nephew's birthday. And he put his head in his hands again. Both his sons went to Auburn.
Stop
One
it.
of them majored in building sciences, which is what Will's majoring in. And he now lives in Denver, which is where all of Julie's in-laws are. They're all going to Denver this weekend. And so he's like,
So
I mean, it
how
was
have y'all
just
never
like,
met?
it was bizarre. And here we are both in this brand new office in Panama City that I didn't want to drive to, but now we know. Anyway,
You
it
have
was
found your
just
people.
right. I did. I found them. So, that's all I've really been doing. I get to get an EGD in a couple weeks. Getting allergy shots, get to start a new medicine. And he said, you have to take it about 30 minutes before breakfast. And I said, does that include coffee?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. I was like, and in the meantime, I'm supposed to chew, chew, chew. And then he said, really and truly, just mash your food up.
Stop it. Are you gonna have to drink your food through a straw, Mandy? Holy crap. Are we
It's really not
there yet?
that bad. It's
Okay,
really
I was
not that bad. But hey, I think
we
he was just, especially living alone. Like, if I do choke, like,
yeah.
what the heck am I gonna do?
What the heck?
So anyway,
Oh,
that's
good.
good. That's really been my biggest excitement this week. Baseball is baseballing. The Braves, they're playing better than they have all season, but I mean, there's no hope
It's
there.
too late. Yeah.
I will say it has been the late summer of the young athletes from Thomasville, because the Braves' latest star pitcher is a kid from Thomasville named Hurston Waldrop.
That
He
is, you have to think about that before you say it.
pitched last night. My sister called me. She said, I keep thinking they're saying Herschel Walker is
No,
pitching.
right?
But yeah, so he's from Thomasville and he's just been pitching lights out, which is exciting.
That's great.
And then we didn't even talk about last week. We should have talked about my buddy. He's really from Moultrie. I'm sorry. He's from Moultrie. He's not from Thomasville. Mason Howell,
Yes.
whose parents were dear friends of mine growing up. He won the US Amateur Championship. So like he's the one that just got to play in the US Open. Well, now he'll go to the Masters. Like he it's like his
Yeah.
ticket in to like all the things, and it's just so exciting. Little
It is
Mason.
exciting, isn't it though? Isn't it so much fun to watch?
I had talked to my friend Elizabeth about it, and she sent me a text. And as we were talking about things, she said, well, he is, what did she say? He is very well spoken and something else, like complimentary about his personality.
Yeah.
So I screenshot that and sent it to Lauren because I said, I know you're getting swamped with messages, and I know you're so proud, and I know you're so proud of the way he played, but I know this will make you happier than all of that.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so yeah, that's been fun in the sports world to watch the young
Good.
South Georgia boys. The Cubbies are playing better. They swept the A's. And now they're playing the Giants. They lost last night to the Giants. But they're definitely like they're in the wild card. They're gonna make it. It was there so there was the drama that so they traded in the offseason for Kyle Tucker, who was on the Astros. So some Braves fans may remember him from our Astros rivalry. But he's a young outfielder and he only has 1 year. This is his last year before he goes to free agency. And so the Cubs traded for him last year and sent, a big haul of prospects to Houston in exchange for Kyle Tucker, knowing that they were only sure to have him for 1 year because he hits free agency next year. He can go wherever he wants to. And so a lot of people were like, what are we doing? This is dumb. We're not like, we would like to sign him long term, but we don't know that he will. And so he came in just on fire for the first half of the season. And then he has been slumping so badly. It's like the worst slump he's ever had in his entire career. And he and our buddy PCA started slumping at about the same time. And so that's part of why the Cubbies fell so hard so fast. But
So hard, so fast.
so the Cubbies caught up a kid named Owen Casey, who is a gigantic redheaded man.
I love a
They caught
ginger.
Listen, huge. And they've got between him, they've got Justin Turner, who Braves fans might also remember from our Dodgers rivalry. Kelly and I refer to him as shit stain,
Yes.
because he would always make he put some rosin streak right through his name every game. We don't know why, but it looks like there's poop on his back.
Yes, it does.
He's a ginger. PCA is a ginger. So listen, Ian Happ is really a ginger. He's not as flaming ginger as the rest of them. So the Cubbies
Right.
is are the gingers. They really
Love
are the
it.
ginger. Anyway, so they call Owen Casey up, and he didn't get a hit his first game. And then his second game, he was up with the bases loaded, and didn't get a hit. But then after that, all of a sudden, he just took off, and he did great. The next time he was up with the bases loaded, he hit a 2 RBI single. Like just
Yeah.
it's fun to see these kids come up and do well. And I was like, well, maybe they're just gonna let Kyle Tucker sit on the bench because all this was happening. He was playing because they put Kyle Tucker on the bench. And but then Kyle Tucker came back. It came out in the news that Kyle Tucker had a broken bone in his hand that he has had
Oh.
since July. And then when he came back, he has been back to playing really well and hitting and doing great. So
Yeah.
hopefully the Cubbies are right on track. They are going to peak at the right time. And we'll still be able to watch them
Yeah.
in the postseason.
Have somebody
The
to root for.
Dodgers and the Padres are like neck and neck in the West. They just played each other, and so it was like high drama there. Currently, the Phillies and the Mets are playing, and that's just always entertaining. I will say that the status quo remains that the Braves own the Mets. As bad as our season is, we still took the season series from the Mets big time. The Braves own the Mets. The Mets own the Phillies because the Mets left Atlanta and went to Philadelphia, and they're killing Philly, even though Philly's been playing a whole lot better than they have. So that's fun to watch those two duking it out and getting in
Yeah.
fights and being a bunch of babies.
Love it.
And then to complete the circle, the Phillies own the Braves. I don't know why, but that's just so
Every
that
time.
still rings true. So yeah, and the other big baseball story really is Cal Raleigh, who is the big dumper, who I think we talked about around the All-Star game. He's got a big butt, so his nickname is the big dumper. He plays for the Mariners. He won the home run derby. He just hit his 50th home run of the
Stop.
season.
Stop.
So he's like in Aaron Judge,
Stop
Babe Ruth
saying.
territory at this point.
Yeah.
If he continues, he's gonna break that record. But he went to, can't remember where he grew up, but he went to Florida State for
Huh.
undergrad and played baseball at Florida State. So he's a fun guy to watch too.
I
So
love that.
that's really all of I'm watching some baseball, watching going to the doctor. That's really sort of all.
Welcome to adulthood.
I mean,
I
golly, I
know.
hit 50 and got asthma in my esophagus. Like, what is going on?
You got asthma
Don't
in
even
your esophagus. I
know.
can't with you. Only you.
Listen, not me and that one woman on Instagram, who
That's
of
right.
course
That's
Birch
right.
knew.
That Birch found long before you
Yeah.
got asthma in your
Yeah.
throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love
So,
it.
what
I
about you,
love it.
Katie? What's happening? What's happening
Well,
in South Georgia?
I finished watching the Little League World Series. And the sweet little team from Chinese Taipei won. They haven't won in forever and ever. And the coach was on the Chinese Taipei team when he was a child, and now he's coaching it, and they
That's
won.
fun.
It was really, really sweet to see that full
That
circle
is.
moment. And then the other team from the US that was there was Nevada, and they were great. And it's really funny. The announcers at one point during the final game said, "Well, you know the team from Connecticut who was almost in the final, they almost won the US, has challenged Nevada to play them later. So they are going to Vegas to play
Oh, how funny.
these little Nevada kids again." And I thought it was really sweet that what they wanted to do was they're going to have a game like with their teams, and then they're going to combine the teams. So they're going to switch like half and
Huh.
half and play a game
Yeah,
with
that's
both.
awesome.
Isn't that fun? So ESPN was like, "Heck, we'll come." So I think that'd be funny. But I just thought that was sweet that they didn't want it to be over, and they made friends on each other's teams. So it was a great
Yeah,
Little
that's
League World
awesome.
Series. Some really, really good teams. I was pulling for South Carolina. They had a great little first baseman. Had a great team in general. It was a great, as always, it was a great event. So I was excited for that. Well, I was watching the Little League World Series on my TV, on my phone. I had the FedEx Championship because my buddy Russell Henley was second. And as much as I'm love that Tommy Fleetwood finally got his major, I was still a little hopeful that Russell could pull it out, but his wallet doesn't care. He got a really nice payday for being second in that tournament, and he had already qualified, but he's on the Ryder Cup team. So it'll be really fun to watch him on the Ryder Cup, and it'll be fun just to watch that in general. So that's coming up in September. And then, Auburn football is back this Friday, and y'all, I don't know. I'm already like, what in the world are we doing? We have not a two quarterback system for the first game. We have a three quarterback system
Listen, the more the
for
merrier.
the first game, and that three coach rotation of play calling. I don't, it's almost seems like a Venn diagram from hell. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work or if it's going to work. But we'll see on Friday.
Lord.
There's like 50 hours of football this weekend, and so my little heart is going to be the happiest little thing in the world. So that's
That's good. Yeah,
happening.
speaking of football, we didn't even talk about the big
I
football news.
know. I wondered if you were
Taylor
going to
and
bring that
Travis.
up. I know, Taylor and Travis.
Oh, I'll have to say I had my contacts in. So at this point with my eyes, I wear contacts that I can see far away, which means I can't see anything up close until I put my readers on. And so I was in the doctor's office and I had pulled my phone out, but I didn't have my readers on yet. And I could see that it was like lots of flowers and it was the two of them. And I thought, oh, they went ahead and got married, which I
They
wouldn't have blamed
should.
them at
Yeah,
all.
they probably should
Like,
do that.
right? Like, just do what you want to do, but I would have just like got married and done with it. Also, I don't understand, and I'm sure we've talked about this before, but it was more in sort of a men who hate Taylor situation. What I'm seeing is I've seen two whole people, be like, ugh, I'm already sick of hearing about them. I'm already over it.
Then
Why
you're
have you
the
got to yuck somebody's
asshole. I
yum?
know. And that means that you're the asshole that nobody wants to be with anyway.
Just like, not everything on this earth is for you. And that's okay.
And that's
You
okay.
don't have to comment on it.
No.
I just don't understand that. Like, that you're a miserable human being if you can't just, you don't have to like it.
No.
You just move on.
Yeah.
Move on.
Move on. Not everybody wants to hear your opinion.
Go listen to Joe Rogan. Like, you don't have to comment on the fact that you don't like Taylor and Travis. Go self-flagellate or whatever it is you do. Like, don't yuck other people's yum.
Yeah,
We
I
don't
know.
have to do that.
I'm very
Anyway.
excited. I love like all the things. I love the hints and the the coded messages and the fact that the
Well, that's the other thing I said about them getting engaged instead of married is now the Swifties are going to be a fire trying to figure it out. Oh.
I saw something just a little right before we came on that said Kylie Kelce swiped whatever left or right, whatever you do on Tinder, and randomly found a Eagles player who she married, and now she's going to be Taylor Swift's sister-in-law. Like, what wild ride is she on in her life from one
Really?
swipe?
That's so funny.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
they all genuinely seem to like each other, which is another, note to me, or red green flag to me, that this really is just a genuinely nice couple that have found each other, and that makes me
Yeah.
happy.
And you know what? I'm not a Swiftie. I think I admire her and I think she's great. Her music doesn't set me on fire. But that, like, and I'm not like screaming and falling out of my chair at work when I find out they're engaged, but it's fine. I'm like, what? Why? Why? Golly. People need to go to therapy.
Yes, they do.
We all need to go to therapy, but
Yes. Mine's going well, by the way.
you're good.
I love
Good.
it. I love
Good.
it. It's very helpful, and I really like the little girl. So I encourage you. I should have done a long time
Right?
ago.
If you have that much anger in your heart, especially,
Yes, they need to go to therapy.
go to therapy. There,
Find a
you can get help
therapist.
for that. You can get
Yes,
help.
you can. You
Yeah.
can. You can. Speaking of things we need help for, I just got a text from my friend. Mercer Law School had a bomb threat today.
I
And
saw my friend Sarah Gerwig Moore had posted that. Can we talk
So,
about how terrifying? Because if you've never been to Mercer Law School, it was modeled after Independence Hall. And so it's one long hallway, and all the classrooms are off that one long hallway on the first floor. And then the second floor has the library and offices and that kind of stuff. But I mean, it's one there's not like ain't a whole lot of places to hide in
No.
there.
But they did get the all clear, so
That's okay, good.
yeah. Whew. I
Yeah.
know. I've got a friend that teaches there, and I'm like, oh, run. Get out. So
Yeah.
it's a mad, mad world we're
Yeah.
living in. That's why
Oh.
we love sports and Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce so much, because it gives us something positive to think about. I don't know if Auburn's positive these days, but it gives us something different to think about.
You know, I have not talked to my mother. But remember when my mom was so sick last year, and she called me and she was like, the day after the Super Bowl, she was like, come downstairs if you're still here. And I hadn't been there since Christmas. So anyway, she ended up in the hospital. And when my sister went to see her on her lunch break, I think the next, it would have been the next day, my sister's on her lunch break. And my mom had my sister convinced that Taylor and Travis had gotten engaged.
Oh, God.
So I have not talked to her yet
Forethought.
to see
I
what
know.
her reaction is, but I'm so sure she's thrilled.
Clairvoyant. I think she was predicting.
Listen, Jane knows all. Jane
Jane
knows
does
all.
know all. So,
Oh.
this week has also been kind of stinky around here. So, I love Honey. I love her so much. She just heard her name. I adore this dog. I would die for this dog. Honey, if there's nobody out here, Honey walks with me. She doesn't let me out of her sight. She doesn't leave me. So, I don't usually walk her on a leash if we're just right here on the campground.
Right.
I was on the phone the other day when we were walking, which I also don't normally do. You normally keep an eye on her, but I was on the phone and I noticed
Yeah.
she was rolling around what I thought was the grass.
Uh-oh.
It was something dead. It was death. It was rank. It was the most
Oh,
disgusting
man.
thing. I love her so much. And she's never done that before. She rolls in the grass all the time, which is great. Don't mind. Love it. Love that for her. Getting out here in the sunshine and rolling around. I have never smelled anything so hard in my life. I threw the collar away. I just threw it away. I was told I could soak it in OxiClean. I said, nope, it's just gone. It was like an Amazon $9 collar anyway. Done. We're done.
Yeah.
We showered together. I think that means we have to get married now, but like I had to shower her. I mean, it was awful. Mandy, you didn't warn me about that crap. Everybody's like, oh
Well,
yeah, dogs roll and dead
Etta was,
stuff. I'm like,
Etta wasn't really a dog.
That's true. That's true.
She was a person in a dog suit, so she
Yes.
would never have deigned to act so
Right.
dog-like. Just
Right.
wasn't happening.
And
And all the
she,
fosters are on leashes, so if they start that, I can pull them off.
Well,
So,
she, you
sorry.
know, I could tell she was immediately ashamed. And we're trying to learn to be a lady as she now lays with her legs spread wide open. But, you know, oh God, it was so awful. I've never. So, I love her. I didn't necessarily like her this week, but I love
That's
her.
fair.
I love her.
That's
I love
fair.
her. And finally, after years, I finally got my library card information fixed. So, one of my members and my new friends down here at in Dooley County is the Dooley County librarian. And so I went to an author's event at the library the other day, and I was like, Jill, can we please get my Pines account fixed? Turns out it was an email from about 20 years ago that was still on there. The address where I last lived, the driver's license number from like three addresses ago.
Oh, my Lord.
So it was like a whole hodgepodge of my life on my library card. But we finally got it fixed. So now I can get into my Pines app and now I can connect it to Libby.
Okay, good.
Crazy
Welcome.
B. And that just
Welcome.
happened today. So, I mean, things are happening here in Dooley County. Things are getting fixed. So I'm really excited. And a
Listen.
big, big thank you to Jill and the wonderful job that she does at the library. I'm really thankful for her help
I wish
because
I had
I'm
been a
excited.
librarian.
That would have been a good job for you, Mandy.
I would have liked to be a librarian. I could tell people to hush.
You could.
I just looked at the Brave score and we're ahead, but it says that there's a delay. It said that, I don't, just let me see. Just let me see. It says that Ronald Acuna Jr. was hit by a
Oh,
pitch.
shit. Sorry.
And then there's a delay on the game, delay on the field. You know, the Marlins are notorious for hitting Ronald Acuna Jr.
Yes, I
And
know
so I'm just
that.
wondering if
I
there's
wonder.
a fight
It's
going
either I
on.
was thinking he was hurt again, and
Well,
then it
if
could
he's
be a
hurt, then there's
fight.
definitely a fight. And hold on, I
Yep.
can't get on the
Oh,
phone.
Lord
Let's see
help.
what's happening, Katie. This is live reporting,
Live
y'all.
reporting here on the
Coming. Yeah, Vicky will hear
Oh,
in two
the
days.
other thing that happened today while
We'll
you're
all know
looking
what happened.
that up is,
Yeah.
so I was out late last night. I was out past 10 o'clock, y'all. I mean, I'm normally in bed by 8, but I preached at the Wesley Foundation in
Yeah.
Macon, and those little heifers start at 8 o'clock at night.
Oh,
Oh,
my.
I was
So,
late.
because it's like college kids, right?
Yes, it's college kids. And so I was like, y'all, I'm tired. And the service was just starting. So anyway,
Yeah.
today I'm sitting on the couch. Honey is zonked. I'm working, writing my sermon for Sunday. And the sonic boom happens. And she is laying in my lap,
Oh no.
jumps straight up. And the sonic boom scared me enough. And then she scared me. And I think I peed a little. Like, that's where we are in my life. It was the funniest thing I have ever seen.
Bless you.
I know,
Bless you.
right? Love the sonic
Yes,
booms.
indeed. It
Thanks,
looks like,
Robins Air Force Base. Did
right?
you find it?
It looks like what we had is we had a slow clearing of the benches.
Oh.
Everyone's just sort of slowly walking onto the field. Nobody's really fighting, but it looks like we've moved on now. But
Okay,
yeah,
good. Good, good, good.
I knew that's what was happening. They hit
Yeah.
Ronald because Ronald, listen. There were a couple of seasons ago, they hit him. I mean, and hell, he hadn't played 2 seasons because
Yeah,
he
he's
had
been
two
hurt.
torn ACL. But they will plunk him. Those Marlins will plunk him.
Every
And he
time.
does not like it.
Well,
Anyway,
it has to be
sorry.
intentional at this point. I mean, there's no other
Well, he
explanation.
certainly thinks so.
Yeah. The
They
evidence.
don't have they the Marlins actually do have some good pitchers, but none of them, there's some guy I've never heard of who's apparently pitching today, and looking at him, I'm not sure he really meant to, but
Yeah.
anyway,
There we go.
we're good. We're good. Ronald's running the bases.
Well, there we go.
It's fine.
Good. Well, Mandy, tell us
Oh,
about
and
your
Brian
books.
Snicker got ejected.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I just saw Brian Snicker got ejected. Listen.
The snit.
He's gotten off the bench. He's not picking his nose, which he has literally, I've literally seen him picking his nose. I have seen him flossing his teeth. The number of yawns that that man has had sitting on the bench this season, I cannot
Nope.
tell you. But
Nope.
listen, he got off the bench and got
And
ejected.
there we go. Credit given.
Here we are. Sorry.
No, so
Okay.
tell us about your
That's your Braves
books.
update that happened years
Live and in
ago.
person.
Okay, a couple of books. So the first one my friend Susie told me to read, it's called The Circle, and it's by Dave Eggers. And
Okay.
it is basically like a fictional Facebook. This girl works at like the fictional Facebook. And it's or Google or one of those. It's more Facebook than Google, I think. But so it's just interesting.
Okay.
And it's sort of, a very extreme version of that. But to see sort of how she goes from being sort of a normal person to an acolyte of that system once she starts working there, was interesting. I read it right around the time I was reading that book. I can't remember what it's called, by the woman who left Facebook, Careless People. Is that
Oh,
what it's called? I read I read those right around the same time, so that was an interesting
That.
combination. But I have thought about the circle quite often since I read it. So, which y'all know is unusual for me because it usually falls right out of my
Yeah, you
head.
usually don't remember anything you read.
Right. But anyway, so the circle I think is interesting. And then the other one is called Wild Dark Shore. And it is by Charlotte McConaughey. I'm not real sure how to pronounce her last name. It's an interesting book too. It has sort of stuck with me. I can't remember the end right now. But it focuses on a family who is on an island that houses, it's almost like Noah's Ark for seeds.
Oh, okay.
So like these seeds are in this protected environment on this island,
Okay.
and this family lives there. And there used to be like a whole group of scientists that lived on the island, but they, because of global warming, the island's about to be flooded all the time. And so they're slowly like getting people off, and this family's the last group to be taken off the island. And then, shenanigans occur. So, it's not just sort of it has character driven issues as well as very plot driven issues, and it was I enjoyed it quite a bit. So,
I love that. I'm gonna have to add that to my
Wild Dark,
list. Love it.
yeah, it was really good.
Ooh,
It was
love
really
it.
good. So those are my books.
Thank you, Mandy.
How
I love
about your
your
favorites,
books.
ma'am?
So, as I said,
Thanks.
Honeybee decided to roll in some nasty, nasty stuff. And so I called my friend Jennifer, my go-to vet. And she said, just get baby shampoo. I thought that was a great tip. She said, baby shampoo, because it's hypoallergenic. It's real good on, fine for their skin. And it will attach to whatever nastiness and get it off. And it did. It did not disappoint. So, baby shampoo
Good.
for the smelly dogs. That's definitely a favorite. My second favorite, I think you're going to be angry with me, Mandy. And I'm okay with it because all week this week, the lows start with the number six. So it is in the 60s
Listen, I'm not angry.
morning.
I'm not angry. I'm happy for you.
It is
I'm
lovely.
happy for you.
I almost came back and
Good.
got a sweater yesterday.
Now I'm gonna need you to calm down.
know. I
That's a
knew
little
as soon as I walked out, I was like, Mandy's gonna be
much.
so pissed that it's so cool here. I don't know if it'll last. I'm sure we'll have this is like
No.
the second fall summer, like it always is. But this week, particularly, is very nice and it's got me really excited for fall.
Listen.
I
I'm happy for you.
know you are.
I am. I'm happy for you.
Oh, Lord.
We've had 70s here.
Oh, well, that's nice. Look at
Yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not all bad. You're still not total wet sock.
I mean, it lasts till about, 9:30.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'll take it.
All right. The next thing I had down here was, and I'm surprised we haven't talked about this since it dropped a couple weeks ago, but the new Tyler Childers album, Snipe Hunter. It's got
Yep.
some really different songs on there. It's not.
Have you formed your biting list yet?
I have that. That was one of my favorites. Is my biting list is one of the best songs on there, I think. Along with my favorite, which has been one of his like only performed in person, never on an album, Onita. But biting list is great. And yes, I mean, I think we all secretly have a list of people we would prefer this world to be without. And so there's definitely a biting list for me. So I'm sure there is for you too, baby. And I'm sure some of ours are the same.
Listen.
But yeah, so I recommend the album. It's worth a whole listen all the way through. But some of the songs are not my favorites that he's got, but it's really a fun album. So I appreciated that very much. And then the last thing is, on my journey to have, softer skin, and to take care of not just my innered organs, but my skin, I found Salt Air. And I've talked to, well, I may have done this before, but I got the body oil of the saltwater vanilla. The saltwater, if you're a vanilla girl, this is like my favorite scent. And I ran out of the native vanilla, and so I switched over to the saltwater vanilla that they were out of for a long time, body wash. So I started using that and I went, ooh, I love this scent. And so I got the body oil too. So I've been using those. So I've linked those. I'm sure you can get it on other platforms, but this is their website that I have linked to. So the saltwater vanilla has given me life. So those are my favorites.
Awesome. I like them. I like them.
Thank you.
You know, they didn't need this time for perfume. To see whether I was allergic to
Yeah.
perfume, because that was always one of my
Yeah.
biggest ones. But I'm just when I was at my sister's, she keeps the All Free and Clear detergent on hand for me because she's a good sister. But she washed the sheets. The cleaning lady came at some point while I was there, and the sheets that she put on my bed had not been washed in the All Free and Clear. And
Oh.
I had to take the pillowcase off
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
But I'm happy for those of you who like scents.
Yeah.
Enjoy
Yeah.
them.
Look, again, I have a lot of issues. A lot of issues. But that's not one of them. Thank goodness. So, anyway, I appreciate it. Any other, what's coming up this week for you besides watching the Cubbies?
Nothing, which I love.
Yeah, isn't that
Yeah,
great?
nothing.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. I'm about the same. I'm gonna be sitting in front of the TV watching the something like 50 hours of football, college football that's coming up. Also, y'all, Saturday is Lee Corso's last college game day. I'm sure I will be a weepy mess, even though as much as I love him, I feel like they've been trotting him out like an Alzheimer's patient, So I'm really glad he's gonna get to spend time with his family and enjoy life. I'm really glad for that, but I'm still a little sad it's gonna be his last one. So I'll be watching that. But that's it.
Good. Well, yes, very exciting for all of you who I had on my time hop today from, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, my status update on Facebook, which aren't those just the funniest
I
things to
know,
ever
right?
read? Oh my gosh. But mine was, we get to watch football this weekend. And I was like, oh, I miss when I like football.
Well, I think Vanderbilt is going to be really good this year, so you might enjoy it
Listen.
more.
Let me just temper your excitement. They are still Vanderbilt.
They
We
are.
love them.
I
We
know.
love them.
Yes,
We
and I
love
love that
them.
little quarterback. I
We
do.
love
Did you watch
Diego.
those episodes with him in it?
My sister and I watched the one where they beat
Good.
Alabama. We did watch that one. She
Good.
was like, and of course she's like, because they also featured Arkansas and UT, because that was the weekend that
Yeah.
Arkansas beat UT. And of course the like screen grab that was advertising the episode was the UT Arkansas game. And my
Yeah.
sister's like, why do they have that on there
I
if it's
know,
about
right?
Vanderbilt? And boy,
Yeah.
she's ready to go punch Paul Feinbaum in the
Yeah,
face.
I
He's
know.
calling.
I know.
It's just rude.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we are excited for Vanderbilt. They have actually bought season tickets, and
Good.
I think they bought a, I think they're in like a, not a booth. What are they called?
Box.
A box. I think their tickets are in a
Look
box,
at
even.
that. Well, I
Supporting
know,
alma
right?
mater.
I don't think the stadium's
I mean, both of
finished.
them have 2 degrees. Both of them have two
Yeah.
degrees from Vanderbilt, so they ought to support the alma
Yeah,
mater.
they should.
So. Yeah, so they'll be going. That's exciting.
That is
I did
fun.
see that Roback, is that the name of that clothing company? They make really cool polos. They have like a game day series of polos, and they take teeny tiny little designs and put the little teeny tiny designs on the polo. And so you can't, like, you have to get real close to see, but they did not have Auburn and they did not have Vanderbilt, but they have added both of them. So
Oh,
I've
good.
ordered Will an Auburn one for his birthday, and I went ahead and
There
ordered.
we go.
Close your ears, Lewis, if you're listening. I ordered Lewis one for Christmas, so.
I love it.
Although I might just give it to him early so he can wear it to the games. Anyway, I hope everyone has a lovely week.
Yes, everybody have a lovely week. Sorry. It's just a lot going on down here in Dooley
I'm
County.
cracking up. We just got a text from the nephew that his teacher called him up to teach his class. I said, great. What class was it? Documents.
Okay.
So now his liberal arts flaming loving aunt kept her mouth shut,
Yeah.
but his liberal arts loving flaming grandfather said, okay, explain to me what is documents.
I love it. I love it.
Anyway.
Well, all right,
All right,
friends.
y'all. Everybody have a good
Go find your people.